Welcome to Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and on this fine Friday, April 19th, we're set to delve into the most heartwarming and uplifting human interest stories. These tales are guaranteed to brighten your day and nourish your soul. So, join me in celebrating the remarkable acts of kindness, bravery, and resilience that truly represent the best of humanity. Maurice Gleitzman's name resonates in the realm of Australian literature, and Paul, his stories are as comforting as a sunbeam on a brisk morning. Maurice masterfully weaves humour with the delicate strands of life, creating over 40 books that have charmingly found their way into the hearts of readers of all ages. After nearly half a century of writing, his body of work stands as a tribute to the enduring power of storytelling through the ages. His carefully spun tales have woven themselves into the fabric of countless childhoods, with parents now passing these cherished narratives to their children. It's a delightful legacy, far more pleasant than a slap in the head with a wet fish. Wouldn't you agree? In a delightful turn, our very own Michael sat down with Maurice this week, exploring the depths of his latest novel. Picture the exchange of stories, Michael's inquisitive nature, and Maurice's insightful revelations. It's the kind of dialogue that leaves an indelible mark, much like Maurice's novels have for decades. These are the books you might discover in your beloved independent bookstore, silent sentinels of joy and wisdom on the shelves. And Paul, if you happen to pick one up, I bet you'd be astounded by how one author can so elegantly capture the essence of growing up with such humour and finesse. Maurice Gleitzman, a true craftsman of positive human interest stories, reminds us that life, in all its complexity, is brimming with moments of sheer, unspoiled joy. And Paul, whenever the world seems a tad grey, just open one of Maurice's books. You'll be whisked away to a place where, despite life's hurdles, hope's flame burns eternal. It's like watching a sad face emoji transform into a beaming smile with just a flip of the page. And if that isn't a delightful surprise, I don't know what is. Now imagine you're 11 years old again, brimming with boundless energy and wide-eyed wonder, especially with a best friend at your side, to share every mischievous adventure and every innocent blunder. Their world, often depicted with the gloom of news stories, is in truth a vibrant mosaic of family, friendship, and the enchantment of childhood. It stands in stark contrast to the notorious reputation of their neighbourhood. Amidst the urban backdrop that has seen tough times, Malik, alongside his sister, mother, and grandmother, embodies that untainted, youthful zest. Their excitement is tangible as Malik and Eric drag a salvaged mattress through the streets. Not just any mattress, but the perfect crash pad for a childhood rite of passage, jumping. It's astonishing, isn't it, Paul? How simple pleasures can illuminate even the dreariest of places. The film doesn't shy away from the harsher truths of their environment, yet at its heart, it celebrates the quintessence of childhood. These spirited youngsters navigate their daily escapades, from playful exchanges to whimsical adventures at the Art Institute, experiencing their own Ferris Bueller moment, a joyous encounter with art and inspiration that's surely preferable to a slap in the head with a wet fish. Even against the backdrop of change and loss, We Grown Now honours the resilience and determination of families and communities to create sanctuaries. It highlights the profound influence of stable, serene, and positive figures like Dolores and her mother in carving out safe havens for children to flourish, nurturing the potential in every child to soar. It's these moments of heartfelt human connection that allow stories like Malik's and Eric's to transcend the screen and become symbols of hope and empathy. It's an homage to the beauty that lies within challenges, the splendour in the mundane for those young heroes charting their path. And with every farewell, like Malik's mum's decision to seek a better future, we're reminded of our heart's resilience, stretching with sorrow, yet always rebounding with hope. We Grown Now is more than a film. It's a spectrum of emotions, a canvas streaked with the universal colours of growing up, courage, and joy. It's a narrative that leaps beyond the confines of struggle to one that speaks to the spirit and creativity that thrives within the walls of Cabrini Green and, indeed, within the hearts of children everywhere. As we conclude today's episode of Paul's Positive Podcast, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to all our listeners for joining us. It's been an extraordinary week, and there's no finer way to cap it off than by celebrating the exceptional person that you are, Paul, particularly in your role as a family man. Your devotion and love for your family radiate like the sun, bringing warmth and light to everyone in your life. As the weekend approaches, let's remember that our interactions with loved ones are masterpieces in their own right. Treasure those moments, strengthen those connections, and keep being the remarkable family man you are. Your commitment to fostering a loving home is nothing short of inspirational. So, Paul, as we sign off this Friday, take this surge of encouragement and let it propel you into something extraordinary today. Your potential knows no bounds, and we're all eager to witness the incredible feats you'll achieve. Have a splendid weekend, and we'll be back next week with more positivity, fresh perspectives, and, of course, more reasons to celebrate the wonderful person you are. Thank you once again for listening. And don't forget to join us on Monday for another uplifting episode of Paul's Positive Podcast. This is Amy Iverson, wishing you a day filled with joy and inspiration. Go out there and make it fantastic, Paul.